Mohali. Dr. Mohali, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you? I can barely hear you. I'm not sure whether it's my phone or you are speaking.
Yeah. No, I think the technicians are still working on my phone lines. I had a problem a bit later. I mean, earlier on, apologies. Maybe a bit later on in the conversation, you and I would be best connected. But are you well?
I am good. I know it's difficult to pronounce, so my first name is Mati Aguina.
Funny enough, my producer tried to help you out. I've been practicing. I don't know why do I feel so dismal.
For your comfort, in case you get your time gets stuck again, you can refer to me as David. Just for ease of conversation. David is my other, it's my colonial name.
I think I find resonance with that one more. Than the, you know, your native one. But apologies.
It's
apologies.
Okay. The other one will need us to have coffee so that it can rehearse properly.
I hope the
quality will improve as we continue.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
I will do my best to hear. Yeah.
For sure. Let's definitely improve. Maybe let me lay out the foundation here for those who have just popped into the conversation. We're having this conversation at the back end of the decision by the board, that's the Municipal Demarcation Board, regarding 13 deferred municipal boundaries or redetermination proposals, of which in Mpumalanga the decision has its effect in the city of Mbombela. And I'm joined now by the acting chairperson, Dr. Mohali. And he joins us in conversation to sort of give us a perspective of what could have led to obviously maintaining the status quo for some of these municipalities, including the city of Mbombela. And obviously, looking at the city of Mbombela is that of entering the local municipality. I'm sure now you would have seen the protests and, in various media houses being reported of what has happened based on the decision in Barberton. But maybe let's touch base. I've noted that the municipal boundary redetermination process commenced in 2023, and from the over 200 cases you've dealt with, you've managed to resolve about, or rather resolve. Sorry?
We were able to resolve 202 at a time. The total of 215.
Yeah. Let's talk about then the 70 initially that was referred or redetermined, and also talk us through to that redetermination process. What happens there, and also what sort of, was further consultation processes undertaken within that particular process of the redetermination process?
Thank you very much for having us. Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners. Yes, indeed, as I indicated, when the process started in early 2023, by the time the process was closed around April, I think, we had received a total of about 215, and we were able to, across the country, and we were able to analyze 202 cases, and then there were 13 which we referred spread across 6 out of 9 provinces. I think about 2-3 in the first state. We had 1 in the UK, I think 3 in Mpopo, and then the 1, I suppose, relevant to our listeners, being the issue, the 1 for the city of Mpumalanga. And the reason why we decided these cases then. Distracting, really that more information. Now, more information could be gathered as a result of additional research which we need to do, or in terms of Municipal Demarcation Act, it could be the result of Section 29 provision, which means that there has to be formal investigation. So formal investigation may entail an exercise of bringing together by their stakeholders, either under one roof, or engaging with them independently just to get additional information or establish that not necessarily that the process must result in consult or whatsoever. But over and above that, we have the research unit at the Demarcation Board, which has been undertaking independent research in terms of how the issues are on the ground. Over and above that, our own research will be supplemented by reports from COPTA. I think the National Fiscal Commission has also been doing a number of research on demarcation-related processes over the years. We looked at their own work as well. So the decision at the point is taken against at that from different sources, and the extent to which the objectives of the mutation in terms of both the Constitution of the Act imposes on the board as an entity in pursuit of the objectives of local government policy. So the reason for us to arrive at the decision, and we apologize to those affected. We have seen indeed that there has been anger and fury at the decision we took. It is on the basis of one, amongst other factors that we take into consideration, current legislation emphasizes the need for rationalization of municipalities, but the existing white paper as well, which is we acknowledge is under review, emphasizes the importance of rebuilding communities so that whatever decisions we take should not, those decisions should not be seen to be consolidating the pre-1994 skewed special development planning. It should be about rebuilding communities together. Now, when we look at evidence available, while we acknowledge that the city of Mbombela has problems, and when you look at the report from Court and the evidence, the information that we gather, the problem has little to do with the demarcation network.
So,
the problem in relation to the ability of the municipality to plan and implement the IDTs adopted. Of course, there are issues that bother that cut across the country. Many of the municipalities that we pick up from Mbombela have not been developed. They are grant dependent. So these are some of the problems which we need to acknowledge. Maybe I need to pause here and allow you to have follow-up or intervene questions if you need for clarity.
Because, you know, there has been an impression created that when the process went to redetermination, there was going to be a further consultation process, particularly with the concerned residents, largely stakeholders. And that's where I think that, you know, the straw broke the camel's back, because from the perspective of the residents, they also think that you ought to have came back and had further consultations with them, because now this matter was redetermined. So talk us through around that process. Was there, you know, a further engagement? And when you look at this data that you cited from various organizations within the local space, local government space, but did you also go back to the community and say, we now have this information, and based on some of those things, what are your inputs? Because it looks as if you only solicited their input on the onset, but you then excluded them in the entire consultation process, and then only to come out and brief. But Nakona, you're not coming out in the form of coming down to the people. You are just issuing a letter. So that, you know, that's roughly the bone of contention with particularly the board in this instance.
So, there are various sections of legislation which we do take into account depending on the variety of issues on the ground. There could either be a combination or a selection between a public meeting, a formal consultation, or a formal consultation with respect to the Section 29, which I referred to. In this instance, yes, indeed, I can confirm that. Formal, I mean, your public meeting is preferred in the sense of going to an area and convening a public meeting. Had not happened. However, the Section 29 meeting, which was held on September 23, if my date is correct, but it was around September 23. Part of the stakeholders we engaged with, which we understand, represented some sections of community, perhaps not the entire community. There was representation of community, which was part of the consultation or the formal investigation which we had. So yes, indeed, the challenges with democracy may always be the adequacy of representation thereof, and that will vary from one to another. It could be that yes, indeed, the board has an obligation to come back and explain to the community on the ground why a particular decision has been taken, but to an assumption that there was no interaction with community at all, that may not be entirely accurate, because the issue is that you engage with community-based organizations. Yes, indeed, there was a community representative, a representation in the meetings that were held. amongst other stakeholders that we interacted with were various political parties. Yes, indeed, political parties may represent the regional community. Sometimes they may represent their own. They may represent sectarian interest. We engaged with the office of the speaker at the district level, as well as the municipality. There were officials from COP in the province. So the process was to a large extent inclusive. What I must point out, and perhaps this may be a conversation for another day, quite frankly, we do acknowledge that the processes of the matrix throughout the country are not well understood. And this explains why over the last 6-7 years we have invested heavily on education awareness programs in order to try to bring about inculcate that sense of understanding what the board has to do in terms of legislation and certain things which the board cannot do. We appreciate the problems that the concerns that the community has there. But remember when the decision was taken in 2016, the then municipality, which they now want to be brought back, had serious old problems that we had, which amongst other things necessitated the need to merge separate municipalities into what is currently known as the city of Mbombela. Are there material changes on the ground that warrant the disestablishment and going back to the two municipalities? We do not think so. Is the problem necessarily a problem of demarcation? We do not think so. We do think that the leadership in the municipality can do certain things differently. And I need to emphasize, these problems are common cause. We have a similar concerns coming from the community of Greater Nation, from Malta, Pofung, and so forth. Similar concerns coming from the residents of Flanderstorp, from JB Marks and elsewhere, where people feel that we were better off then than now. The problem is not the medication. The problem has to do with the extent to which the leadership, once IDP and budget are approved, implement those. Now, one, we may not know the extent to which IDP is credible. Who is responsible for determining the credibility of the IDP? Structures Act empowers the MEC responsible for local government in the area to determine the extent to which IDP is credible, including the budget. Provincial Treasury in the province has the responsibility to assess what we call whether the IDP is fundable or not. And sometimes we'll get of conversations of municipalities having unfunded budgets. Now the question is, where is Crompton Treasury in the province? This is that what is putting on the table. And I must emphasize, by the way, that we have also engaged with all provincial creative councils, where we put forth the positions of the board that service delivery issues may not necessarily be resolved by demarcation, by moving boundaries from one angle to another. They must be dealt with through systems and processes, including leveraging on IGR formats that exist. Yes. Because otherwise, we can wake up every week, every month, every year, and change the boundaries. Yes. But if we do not solve leadership, we do not solve governance, problems will remain. And just to pause, look at the state of local government on COG, report coming from COG year in, year out. Mm-hmm. They can also look at Treasury report because those are, they can look at AG report. Problems in this instance, in this case specifically, they are not caused by the magnitude, but other factors.
Yeah. I see there's a lot of calls coming in. They just want to have a bite with you. Since all this process of the redesignation process was decided on the 30th of July, to talk us through around how do you balance them, you know, the information between the board coming out to say all stakeholders were consulted when it comes to the delimitation of what, but equally to say that the redesignation the process was concluded on the 30th of July, particularly this one of the city of Mbombela and many of the 13 affected municipalities. How do you marry the two ideas in the context of the city of Mbombela with the process of the delimitation of the work?
So, in as far as the consultation is concerned, I may not know the extent to which our officials, when they did research, they would have engaged with various stakeholders looking to the process. That information, unfortunately, has not been read with me. But in as far as Section the demand for my investigation is confirmed, we did have representatives of community in the meeting that was held on 23 September 2023. Again, as I said earlier, the adequacy thereof of representation, we appreciate and acknowledge that there may be issues around that as to others may even wake up and say that those people were not representing us. But in terms of the data that we have of CBOs, etc., the session now requires that we cannot take the decision of this magnitude without having listened to the people. Yes, I can confirm, for instance, that the provincial executive council in the province would have supported the D measure. The question is, you support the D measure on the basis of what? Because you think if the decision is revisited, that things will turn out differently. They are convinced that it will turn out differently. We arrived at a different decision based on, having looked at all available information. And others would have believed differently, or they have said that no, there's nothing wrong with the current measure. Set up, we just need to do something differently. So, yes, I need to emphasize this on the record that the challenges of democracy is that sometimes we consult with 10 people or 10 organizations that would constitute sufficiency. Sometimes we consult with 50 organizations, other people still say it's not enough. Did you consult? You consulted. Was it sufficient? It depends where the person is coming from.
Mohali, I know that you have to bounce and get into another engagement. I appreciate you making time to speak to us. And apologies to some of our listeners who would have loved to engage with you there, but we'll make some time. And I think this is a long term approach, so we'll definitely keep on deepening into this key information.
Thanks so much. I must confirm that we are available I can confirm that we'll continually avail ourselves. It need be that we have 13 minutes, 1 hour of conversation where we can take calls for members of the community to answer these kind of questions. We are willing to do that because we understand that people correctly need to understand. Sometimes people are angry because they don't understand the rationale, and we appreciate that. So we are willing to avail ourselves to continue and explain. Thank you so much.
Of the Municipal Demarcation Board. What do you mean for the conversation?